Well, after more than 20 years, the family of a missing schoolgirl in Sydney is still waiting for answers after a man accused of her murder was today found not guilty. The case has an extraordinary twist. The man who today walked free went into a police station 3 years ago and confessed to the murder, only to have his defence team later argue it was a false admission. David Sparks has been untangling the story.
Former nightclub bouncer Vincent Tarantino was today found not guilty of murdering Sydney 12-year-old Quinny Diack in 1998. Speaking outside the court afterwards, he had this message for the waiting journalists.
Media, you guys have an obligation and seek and speak the truth, and I haven't always seen that in the last 3 years, so maybe should always look in the story a bit more.
What makes this case extremely unusual is the fact that Mr. Tarantino walked into a Surry Hills police station 18 years after the still unsolved disappearance and confessed to Quinny Diack's murder. But the 52-year-old pleaded not guilty, and his defence team argued he made the false confession because he feared for his safety and thought bikies were after him. After the jury found him not guilty, he had this exchange with journalists.
The police have changed the evidence, and it's in my pocket which shows that.
Vincent, why did you lead police to a spot south of Sydney where you claimed you buried her?
Because I had a gun pointed at me in the back of the correction services van.
Who happened? You're saying police pointed a gun at you?
Vincent, what evidence did you say police changed?
It's in my pocket. You just want to come and see me, get your checkbooks ready. I've wasted 3 years of my life.
New South Wales police has not responded to Mr. Tarantino's claim that he had a gun pointed at him in the back of a police vehicle. Today's outcome means a 21-year-long cold case remains unresolved. Quinny Diack's cousin, Christine Wu, says the family is devastated.
Today's result is not what we were hoping for. We are still trying to process. Sorry. The word's not guilty, and it's difficult for us to understand how the jury has come to this decision. We wanted justice for Quinny, and we haven't got that. The worst part is Quinny's body has never been found.
This case also raises the issue of false admissions and the confusion they can cause. Rodney Shelton is a former Queensland detective and is now an educator on forensic interviewing techniques. He can't speak specifically about this case, but he says false admissions are something every detective should be on the lookout for.
You've got to make sure that the confession is 100% genuine, not just taken at face value, because that confession later on could be pulled. They could say they were coerced or whatever, and you've got nothing else. There goes your conviction and your whole court case. You've got to go and then get the backup evidence to support that confession or negate it if necessary.
Rodney Shelton acknowledges that the pressure on detectives and the desire to solve a case can be powerful, but there are times when they must resist that urge.
You know, one of the things that I still teach, you have to keep an open mind. So somebody confesses to me that they did it, right? Okay, I just don't get up and walk away. I say, right, tell me what you did. Tell me a full story. Tell me exactly what you did. And all of a sudden, the things don't match up. What he's telling me doesn't match up with the evidence that I've got. Then I start to say, whoa, hang on, this is not right.
He says when a case falls over because of a false confession, police must re-examine their approach.
Things that people just rely on, all of your resources that are just wasted, it can be devastating. But really, it comes down to the person doing the interview. You've got to maintain that fairness.
Rodney Shelton is a former Queensland detective and is now an educator on forensic interviewing techniques. David Sparks, our reporter.